You're listening to Sheer Madness on WMBC, UMBC Student Radio in Baltimore, Maryland. My special guest is John Linnell, half of the Grammy Award-winning band They Might Be Giants. Their tour starts April 16th in Pittsburgh, and they will stop by the D.C. area on April 24th at the 930 Club. If you like what you hear, please like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/its-sheer-madness. Thank you and enjoy. Hello, John.
Hey there, John.
How are you today,
John,
sir?
Here. I'm good. Is this an acceptable sound quality for a phone interview?
Oh, this is absolutely fine. Just to hear from you is acceptable.
Oh, you're too kind. Oh, I'm talking. I'm yelling into the dashboard of my car right now in order to talk to you on the phone. But if that works for you, that's fine for me.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you for taking time out of your obviously busy schedule to speak to
this.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
My favorite show I saw of yours was probably in 2007. I don't know if you recall this, but it was a 930 Club show in 2007 where you guys had a bunch of slides of your Thanksgiving Day dinners. I don't know if you recall that. But
I do not remember that. That sounds exciting. I'd like to go to that show.
I'm telling you, I'm not making that up. But anyway, I wanted to ask you some stuff about Dial-A-Song. I wanted to know, are we going to be hearing anything from the road, or is everything, ahead of time pre-recorded?
It is. It's all done in advance, and there's usually a pretty good, backlog. We have a pretty good buffer of material, so that we can, do things like go out on tour. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm noticing it doesn't appear that there's a Baltimore show. Maybe I'm missing something.
No.
Here. I guess we're playing at the 930 Club. Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm thinking about it. Maybe it was the opening act. They were called the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players. Does that ring any bells?
Okay.
Yeah, we had this brilliant opener, and they wrote songs entirely based around slideshows that they found at estate sales and in junkyards and stuff like that. And that was their entire act. It was a very exciting and wonderful show. Great opening act for us. That may have been what you're remembering.
Yeah, you know how memories are so unreliable.
Well, you know.
So, Answer. Can you tell us anything about that for Dial-A-Song?
Sure. I mean, I'll give you the short version. It's a song about disappointment, and the protagonist, the first person in the song, is explaining that they are in fact the answered prayers, you might say. In other words, you thought nobody was listening, and you took me for granted. But in fact, I am the response to all the entreaties that you've been making.
Yeah, I it's funny. I interpret that more as the way you're explaining is a lot more innocent than I'm expecting. I was seeing it more as like a stalker, honestly. But
I've heard that somebody else was saying that's what it sounded like. I don't know if that's just my personality coming through, that I have a sort of stalkerish vibe that's emanating from me while I'm singing it. But it really is supposed to be like, it's a lover saying to someone saying to their other, their partner, look, I know this sounds like everything's gone wrong, but what about me? I'm what am I, chopped liver?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That was the idea of it. But of course, I'm delighted that people can interpret songs in all sorts of ways that were not necessarily envisioned or intended, but I'm always interested to hear the wide range of interpretations that people come up with.
Well, you know, like David Lynch, he doesn't offer much clues at all because he doesn't want to ruin that.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, that's...
Yeah, it's up to us to ruin David Lynch movies for ourselves.
Exactly.
Hi, you're listening to Sheer Madness on WMBC, UMBC Student Radio. This is the middle of my March 2015 conversation with John Linnell of They Might Be Giants. Thank you for listening.
You know, I was looking through the back catalog of what we got here, and you know what popped up is your State Songs album in WMBC. And just wanted to say, you know, what a great idea that was.
Thank you.
Can we expect anything more from you, like solo output? Or
I don't know. I it's been 15 years, I guess, since I or at least that, maybe more than that, since I put together the State Songs album. I could write more of those. I guess, you know, I'm one thing I noticed in the process of making that album, it was a very satisfying and fun project, but I noticed I became aware of how much of the share of the work is shouldered by Mr. John Flansburgh when he and I are working together. And being an incredibly lazy person, I was very disappointed to find out how hard it was to do everything by yourself. And of course, I made it much harder, you know, than it would have been by recording carousel organs. Actually, there was one down in your area that I made a special trip and recorded at Glen Echo Park.
Oh, outside yes.
Of D.C. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the carousel organs that you hear on the State Songs LP. But you know, it was a ton of work, and it was very expensive too. It wound up costing a ton of dough, which I was not expecting. I basically, you know, depressingly, I used up the entire advance that I got from Rounder Records recording the album. I thought there'd be some left over for, you know, a steak dinner afterwards.
From Outback or something.
Yeah, just even Outback would have been fine.
You know, also coming up is anniversary of Apollo 18, which seems incredible to believe.
It is incredible.
Will we be hearing anything from that in the new tour?
I don't know about the tour, but I know that we are going to be doing album theme shows right here in Brooklyn, New York, for the next 8 months. We're doing every last Sunday of every month this year, 2015, at a club here in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So if anyone is in the area at any point, in, you know, up through the end of this year, that's something to look forward to. And we've already done the first album theme show, and we're coming up on our flood themed show. So I don't know that an Apollo 18 themed show is far behind, which is something we've done in the past. It's fun. People like it. I wouldn't be surprised if we wound up doing one of them.
Certainly seems a little more complicated to do than a flood show.
Well, we learned how to play fingertips about 20 years ago, which was a whole week of rehearsal all by itself. And now that we know it, that's really most of the work, actually. That was the hard part, learning fingertips.
Because of all those different arrangements you have.
It was a chore. I think we're lucky we were young men when we learned it, because we're probably too old now to even get started trying to learn how to play something like that.
Young and foolish then, old and foolish now.
Precisely.
Yeah. So there was a couple more things I want to ask you about. Dial-A-Song. Would you recommend Dial-A-Song to new listeners? Or would you say, you know, go look for some of the new album?
Well, we have, you know, I mean, the Dial-A-Song is all new material. So I'd be excited if people decided that was going to be their entry into They Might Be Giants. But we do have an enormous, as you know, backlog of material. We have hundreds upon hundreds of top shelf material songs that we've recorded and arranged for over the past 30 years. And there is one example of something you can buy on iTunes is there's a sampler of just the material we've done for the last 15 years or so for the Idlewild imprint that we run. So it's pretty much all the stuff we've been putting out since we became our own record label. And I'm forgetting the name of that. I think maybe it's called Idlewild. I'm forgetting now what it's called, but you can find that on iTunes.
Yeah, you sent it to the station. I believe it is also called Idlewild.
Right. I think so. That's a great starter kit. Plus, you want to probably learn about the 1980s young and still naive They Might Be Giants. You can buy our third album, Flood, is probably the most popular from that period. I don't know. The idea that somebody's just learning about us now is kind of thrilling to me, and I wouldn't really even know where to suggest they begin.
I mean, I imagine you're seeing, your original fans and their kids, and then maybe their kids even.
I don't know. I don't know about the grandchildren part, but it seems plausible. I know that, because we put out a kids record in the year 2000, that the kids who were designated listeners for that project are certainly old enough to have been to college and to be going out to clubs and stuff. So if they still like us, having had us as bedtime music when they were toddlers, that would be a great plan if we had thought of it. If we were trying to cultivate fans from that age, but that actually wasn't what we had in mind.
Interesting. So I have a couple more random questions here before I wrap up. One from my father, actually. He would like to know, what exactly were you expecting when you started They Might Be Giants?
Right. Good question. It was way long ago. I think we were hoping that we could make any money whatsoever doing it. That was probably one idea we had. And then we wanted to put out, weirdly, I think we sort of thought, we could be better than all the crap that's on MTV. This was 1983 when we first started as They Might Be Giants. So the idea that we could make a video and it would actually get played on MTV was sort of a tantalizing and exciting idea. And it did eventually come to pass, but I think part of the reason we were noteworthy was that we were obviously nothing like the other stuff that was being shown on the network. So that was, it was almost like we just stuck out like a sore thumb. I think we wanted to make records. We wanted to do essentially what we wound up doing. And then we've done a lot of things we didn't really anticipate doing since then as well.
It's funny, looking back on MTV, great alternative bands had a lot of opportunity to actually appear on it. Looking back, you had bands like The Residents, who also
right.
had MTV exposure, which would be unthinkable now.
It was unthinkable then. It's never been thinkable.
Are we going to be seeing a return of the They Might Be Giants clock radio?
Oh, I don't know. I think, there's some variation on that idea that keeps cropping up. I mean, we have an app, which is called Dial-A-Song as well, which functions kind of like the clock radio. The clock radio was a little app that appeared on your desktop, and the iPhone app is similarly. It's a little widget that plays They Might Be Giants songs. That's all, I mean, they're all variations on a theme in a way. It's just another way to have a little jukebox going.
To experience They Might Be Giants.
Yes, precisely.
And another question here. Who exactly wrote your collaboration with Homestar Runner, Tropical Laser Beams? Was that you guys, or was that the brothers?
No, that was Homestar actually made up the words to that. We were just playing music. in the background. But the words were all improvised by the little white beanie-topped puppet himself. And I'm kind of think he made it up on the spot, actually.
It's unfortunate to think of just being reduced to the role of backing band to Homestar Runner.
Not at all. No. It was really a thrill and an honor, and I hope we get, now that the Chapman brothers are back in Atlanta now, so that it's possible we'll get to do another live show with the puppets, which we greatly enjoyed doing in the previous decade before they went into semi-retirement. So I'm hoping that ever happens again. That was a lot of fun.
And can we expect your new album, Glean, to be available on tour, this tour?
Yes. In fact, it's coming out before we get to D.C., I think. The album comes out... look at my calendar. I think the album's coming out on the 21st. And we will be in Washington... Oh, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that the album will be available. And there will be a vinyl version for you old-timey people. You get your, crank up Victrolas ready for the zombie apocalypse. And you can still listen to our music after the electricity gets cut off.
That's excellent, because also the kids love the vinyl.
The kids love the vinyl, and the kids are prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
And that's all you need to be, really, is you got to have the vinyl and be prepared for the zombie apocalypse that will inevitably happen.
That's it.
So, John, I wanted to thank you for your time. The one thing I want to say is I talked to Phil. I'll be sending you guys over some gourmet coffee direct from Baltimore.
And oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. We will drink it, I guarantee you.
That's excellent to hear. I'm glad. I've been told you probably have not had Zeke's coffee.
I don't recall if we have. I know there's other coffee emporiums around the country that we've established relationships, but I can't remember Zeke's.
Well, anyway, thank you for chatting with me. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarnian. Thanks so much. We'll see you down there when we get there.
All right. Have a good day.
Great.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now.